You know, just about a half hour ago, Pamela, we were talking about fentanyl and an offshoot of it, carfentanil, and the lethal doses of it, which look literally like grains of sand, right?
Right, and how you've got DHS and the Pentagon considering labeling it as a weapon of mass destruction.
We know that there is an issue, and we know that we have a variety of different drug problems, and some of them kind of combine. Joining us right now in studio is Bryce Newberry, and Bryce is a reporter with Cronkite News and Arizona PBS. And Bryce, we wanted to have you in because we both saw your reporting on a component of the drug crisis, specifically dealing with overdoses, and how a city like Baltimore, Maryland, is dealing with it compared to Phoenix. First off, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's get into kind of what the problem is and how the cities are dealing with it.
Yeah, well, we know that the opioid deaths and opioid overdoses in Phoenix versus Baltimore are very different, but they also have different approaches. And the one thing in your report that jumped out to me is the fentanyl testing strips. Dive into the tale of two cities when it comes to fentanyl testing strips.
So the fentanyl testing strips are in Baltimore being offered by the city health department for drug users to test their drugs, whatever drug it may be, for the presence of fentanyl. But in Arizona, that actually falls under the state's drug paraphernalia law. So
the testing strip itself is illegal to possess in the state of Arizona.
Yes. Any person, it is unlawful to use or to possess with the intent to use anything to test or analyze a drug.
And you went to Baltimore to find out how legalizing these strips has impacted the overdose rates, the overdose death rates. Why did they legalize it there, and how has that impacted those types of numbers?
So they just legalized them last June. They don't really have numbers yet on how they've made an impact. But last year, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland actually said that there would be more than 2,000 fentanyl deaths statewide. Wow. And that would be at least twice the number of homicides.
Wow.
In Maryland.
And by the way, we think of Maryland, especially Baltimore, as a pretty dangerous city as well. So we're really looking at some serious numbers. You know, the only parallel I can draw to this, Bryce, and again, Bryce Newberry is with us right now, reporter with the Cronkite News and Arizona PBS, is I think of, and when I heard about this and saw your story, was the needle exchange program. I've heard about these in the past where there's been a debate about should you provide clean needles to drug users in an effort to reduce disease from spreading, or by giving them needles, are you encouraging them to shoot drugs? I mean, it's a similar debate when it comes to these strips. Are these strips meant to help people prevent overdosing on drugs, or is it going to encourage more people to do drugs? And they must have had a debate about that as well.
Yeah, there's obviously some people who argue that if you do use these strips, you might think, great, there's fentanyl in this, and I want to use it.
Good news, really.
Yeah. But actually, there was a study that Johns Hopkins University did, and that study found that 70% of people who use drugs, and if they knew that fentanyl was in those drugs, they would change the way that they actually use them, whether that is use less, don't use it all, or maybe find a different dealer or to stay away from fentanyl.
So the word is out in the drug community, fentanyl is fatal in many cases.
We're talking right now to Bryce Newberry. He's a reporter with Cronkite News at ASU as well as Arizona PBS. And we've tweeted out his report.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to check out at Bruce and Pamela. And also at Bruce and Pamela, you're going to see an image of two pennies. And these pennies have one has a dose of fentanyl. The other has a dose of carfentanil on it. So you can see just how the smallest amount of these very potent drugs are lethal. And so when you talk about the test strips, Bryce, and you talk about how drug users can then test their drugs to see if there is a presence of fentanyl in it. I mean, I'm not a drug user. I would think you're just going to throw this stuff away, you know, because this is what we know is killing people out there. But yeah, it can actually help those who are addicted to drugs maybe use it in a better way, in the sense of not using it as much, because I think that a lot of people that are listening right now have had a loved one, a friend who has been impacted by the opioid epidemic out there, some probably suspect that an overdose may have been related to fentanyl. And this is just something that makes sense to me. This is that harm reduction that you look for in these types of programs. So I'm wondering, in your reporting, did you find there an interest in Arizona to change these laws to allow them these fentanyl strips to be used so that people can make better choices?
Yeah, I mean, two of the people that I interviewed for that story were local, and they have the fentanyl testing strips. They provide them to people in the community. They go out into the community.
Illegally?
Yes, they're doing it
in violation
illegally.
Of the law.
Yeah. And they know that they're doing it in violation of the law. A lot of them call it kind of a legal gray area. But one woman who I talked to didn't want her face shown, did not want anyone to know where she lived or what she did. And that's because of the fear that she has of putting these testing kits together at home. She doesn't use drugs. She just puts together the testing kits to provide to people and help other people from dying.
But how about lawmakers out there? I mean, there are advocates out there helping people with these strips, but the people who can really make a difference are our lawmakers. And is there a will or an interest at the state legislature to make a change?
So Republican Representative Tony Rivero sponsored a bill for the second time this year to legalize syringe service programs across the state. But that bill did not pass again this year. And part of that, you know, the syringe service programs are considered harm reduction also. So when I interviewed him about that, he did say he was studying the effectiveness and the impact of these fentanyl testing strips and considering possibly adding it. He didn't know where the right place would be, but he is aware of them. And I think there's a lot of studies out there that show that they are effective and helping.
He's Bryce Newberry, a reporter with Cronkite News and Arizona PBS. It strikes me that using these testing strips, making them legal, making them available to drug users, it gets into this whole debate of, is this a criminal issue or is this a drug addiction, a behavioral issue? Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you believe that all drug users are criminals, well, then you don't want to do anything to make it, quote unquote, easier for them to commit their crimes. If you look at it as an addiction issue, you say, how do we keep them from dying before we can treat them for their addiction? There's the yin and the yang. It strikes me, at least looking at the landscape and maybe the opioid crisis and how it's gotten into communities where they never had drug problems before, I think people's minds are changing on this. I think more and more people are starting to look at this as a addiction problem, not a crime problem. And I think the city of Baltimore is a great example of that, Bryce.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. I think it's, like you said, a different way of looking at it. But in 2018 in Arizona, of all of the opioid overdose deaths, 18% of them were verified to actually have fentanyl in them. So people know that it's out there. And one of the organizations locally that's distributing them, they're a harm reduction organization. When they give these strips out, they also provide a survey. And the survey asks the drug user to say just their zip code of where they got their drugs or where they're using their drugs, and then also provide what kind of drug it was. That survey is coming back to them, and they're realizing that fentanyl is in every community in Arizona, and it is in almost every drug.
Yeah. Wow.
Bryce Newberry, reporter with Cronkite News, Arizona PBS. Again, we've tweeted out his story at Bruce and Pamela. You can check it out. It is some really fascinating things out there that I was unaware of, Bryce. So that's why we wanted to invite you in and have you in and explain what was going on, because this isn't going anywhere.
No.
The DEA in Arizona says that from 2017 to 2018, they seized 160% more powdered fentanyl. It's going in the wrong direction. This isn't going away. And we need to be able to arm people with information and test strips in order to protect themselves.
You mentioned the percentage increase. The volume is what scared me. 445 pounds of powdered fentanyl were seized in the state of Arizona last year. 445 pounds. And again, we tweeted out that image of a penny with what looks like a couple of specks of sand on it. And that's a lethal dose of fentanyl. 445 pounds of fentanyl. sounds like enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying when we're talking about the problem? Bryce, great reporting and great work. Really appreciate you coming in to talk about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and check it out. Again, we've tweeted out his story. And boy, Cronkite churning out some outstanding reporters. Who'd have thunk, right?
Hey.
I kid. Bryce Dewberry with Cronkite News and Arizona PBS.